EL and WTC, for all your love and support. I am truly blessed for having you in my life. Please note, from 2007, the Adelaide International Horse Trials event has been called the Adelaide International 3-day event and held in November. I have chosen to change some details relating to the event, including its name, it will always be the Adelaide International Horse Trials to me, date held, and other details to better suit the purposes of my story, which is a work of fiction. To all those who love and protect animals, especially those who rescue, rehabilitate, and provide them with a second chance. Chapter 1. Jessica warmed Prince up just behind the starting line. She'd studied the plan well and walked the cross-country course twice today and three times the day before. She had all the twists and turns and best places to steer Prince into the fences memorised. He wasn't as light and quick on his feet as most eventers, so if she had any chance of capitalising on her good dressage score, she'd have to keep him to a tight line. Thankfully, the course was dry. A damp, slippery track made for a treacherous, slower round. Her first Adelaide International Horse Trials. God, I'm nervous, she thought, a lot more than usual. Her stomach was churning, trying to find food she hadn't eaten. Nothing new, she never ate until after the cross-country round. Her husband Steve often wondered why she put herself through all this. How much fun was it if she almost made herself sick with nerves every time? Fair comment, she reckoned. It wasn't really about having fun, but about the drive to be the best you and your horse could be. For Jessica, there was no better feeling than winning. Well, that and making her father proud. She didn't like to admit it, but she was fully aware that much of what she'd done in her life and what continued to push her was all about gaining her hard taskmaster father's approval. And today, her nervousness was exacerbated by Jeff Collins' absence. He'd been her coach as well as her father, and she hadn't realised it would be this hard to go on without him. This was a huge event, so much bigger and more important than any of the others she did throughout the year, had ever done, actually. In the past few weeks since her father had passed, she'd begun to question if she was losing her edge, her guts, and her determination to tackle the fences, and the will to keep up with the high standards necessary to succeed. For the first time, she hadn't had him beside her walking the course, discussing the options and choosing the best one, pointing out overhanging tree limbs, where she could cut corners, where it wasn't safe to, etc. Two knowledgeable heads were always better than one. Yesterday, on her first walk around, she'd been sad to be doing it alone. She'd nodded to other competitors she knew, but they all tended to walk the rounds in concentrated silence. And then her feelings had turned to guilt as she'd contemplated how much she actually quite liked the silence and being able to carefully consider the many aspects to the round without her father muttering and imposing his views on her or demanding to know her every move over and over. Training for this event had been different, and so many times she'd doubted what she was doing. Realising just how much of a crutch her father had been had come as a shock. Now, almost daily, she had moments where she didn't believe she could do this on her own, before she reminded herself that she had always done all the riding, her father had just stood on the ground or sat on a rail, and towards the end in a deck chair, issuing orders and criticism. The problem was she'd always had the comfort of knowing that if something went wrong, her dad was usually there to sort it out, to issue instructions or phone someone for help. Now she was all alone. But she had to suck it up. She was a big girl. She felt kind of liberated. She had to keep believing in herself and Prince. He was ready. They were ready. Anyway, her father would be furious if he could see her being so insecure. He'd probably say something like, "We didn't spend all this money and all this time, all these years, just to have you be so pathetic." Yep, her dad had been pretty hard on her, but it had also been fair. She wouldn't be where she was if it hadn't been for him, and her mother, before she'd died a couple of years ago. Jessica thought about the advice her dad used to give her on competition days, and how he'd always questioned